Battle scars won't stop believers from sharing hope in Ukraine. A ministry to China is asking for help to meet a deadline. And believers are in the business of international translation work. Details coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's been a week full of developments in Ukraine, and it's only halfway through. Monday brought news of a weekend attack on a civilian convoy which killed at least 15 people. Russian Ministry's Wally Kulikov says he's concerned.
The attack on civilians has brought the civil war to a new level. It's a troubling sign when civilians become targets of a civil disruption.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces are trying to gain ground in rebel-held cities. All this violence isn't stopping Russian ministries, though. Their Bible students are bringing food, hygiene supplies, and scripture to displaced families. $50 can help one family receive food for a week and salvation for eternity through Christ. Visit our website to learn more. For now, will you stand with Russian ministries in prayer?
We are praying that God will turn this around and allow us to be involved in a ministry that will impact people for eternity.
Next, does the Ebola epidemic feel remote to you? I hope not. It's still spreading, still killing. Precaution, again, is delaying Mercy ships from docking in West Africa, this time in Benin. President and founder of Mercy Ships, Don Stevens, says,
"The safety of our crew is utmost. It's paramount. We view that we have a pastoral protective role as well as serving and showing mercy as we follow the model of Jesus in the countries we serve."
Stevens, while believing Ebola could spread to the United States, says it's reason to act, not be scared.
"I don't subscribe to the panic and fear that's in a lot of the news media. The medical science of Ebola is containable. We'd have drugs that are working. I would encourage the body of Christ to have a measured, reasoned approach to Ebola, and number one is compassion."
The first step to show this compassion is to remember the situation in your prayers. This is Mission Network News. Sometimes all it takes to accomplish big things is one small step, and that's the case with Adam Green and his project Bibliotheca. He wanted to find a project that would present the Bible like a story instead of an encyclopedia, something Biblica has a heart for as well. The Kickstarter project had a goal of $37,000. Green reached the goal within 24 hours and a month later hit $1.5 million. Find out more about Bibliotheca using the link at our website. Now picture this. You arrive at a venue, crowds are lined up, waving, cheering, taking pictures, and trying to shake your hand. Would you believe we're describing the arrival of a Bibles for China team in rural China? Barry Werner explains what's going on.
"It's a spontaneous celebration the moment you arrive with a Bible. This is God's Word. It's the most precious thing they're ever going to receive, and they don't want to miss one moment. It's let the celebration and the praise begin."
Bibles for China serves the national church by helping them provide God's Word. Excited doesn't quite cover the level of anticipation and gratitude. Having enough Bibles is important, and that's where you come in.
"We have an in-country partner that will match Bible for Bible up to 10,000 Bibles, and they're $5 a piece. So anybody that helps with that, the impact of it is doubled."
Time's running out. September 1 is the last day for the match. How far will the next $5 you spend go? And is sign language universal? Some people think it is, but actually it's a fully developed language. That means not only are there different languages, but different dialects within those languages as well. In Mexico, AMG International is working with deaf kids to teach them at least two things. The first words they learn are God, mercy, and praise. And the first thing they're taught is how to pray in sign language. Pray that AMG will be effective in this ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have a free copy of their new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a film about the power to change lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through their unique story-based oral communication style. Get Ibrahim and the Dreamer, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.